This is Bradford Owls High School Basketball on WESB Sports. AM 1490 and B107.5 FM. WESB, Bradford.
And welcome to Lady Owls Basketball. This is James Patrick alongside Greg Tyler tonight. Your Lady Owls are taking on the Lady Brookville Raiders in a D9 league matchup. I apologize for the late start. The whole program has been behind tonight, and it also is senior night where we recognize the Lady Owls five seniors. And we'll get to that, but thank you for joining us tonight and sticking around for the delayed start of tonight's game. It was a nice senior night festivity, huh, Greg?
I'd say so, yeah.
It's a
way to honor the seniors and everything they've done for the program over the last 4 years.
Indeed. Lady Owls are coming off a real nice victory in Dubois the other night by about 12 points. And I used to coach softball, and midway through the season, 2 years ago, we beat somebody in D9 that we weren't supposed to, and the girls learned how to win, and we went on a nice little win streak. We're late in the season here, but I hope that that Dubois win the other night for the Lady Owls can just spark these last three games or so.
Yeah, it'd be great to see them get a win here tonight on senior night.
Let's get to your starting lineups tonight. For Brookville Lady Raiders, is going to be Whitling, Davey, Lundgren, Wunderling, and Huey. And because of the senior night festivities, I know that three of those young ladies are seniors. So they don't have very many themselves. Tonight's Lady Owls starting lineup is going to be number 1, Anna Gross, number 12, Mackenzie Miller, number 22, Ellie Kane, number 3, Corey Dixon, and number 14, Kaylee Dixon. A little bit of a change tonight for the starting lineup to honor the seniors. And, you know, it's good stuff. We got a nice crowd on hand tonight. The pep band is here, as you probably heard there at the opening. So we're going to take a short break, and we'll be back from the Owl's Nest. This is James Patrick and Lady Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons and Dexter Service & Collision. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
Welcome back, James Patrick, alongside Greg Tyler. I failed to mention a little earlier, the JV Boys Owls were victorious again tonight, 37-33. And as I keep saying, they've only lost three games all year. And I do have a halftime score for the boys. They were trailing 21-19 down in Brookville tonight. Better late than never this evening, folks. Starting quite a bit late. I always tell you to come on board early because they try to get the games going. But a beautiful February evening, and it's a great night for basketball.
And for number 25,
I lost my pen. I'm going to tell everybody out there I lost my pen.
Greg Tyler found your pen.
Greg found it for me. Okay. Very nice national anthem by the pep band. Lady Owls being announced right now. And once again, it's senior night. We're honoring the five seniors. Anna Gross, Mackenzie Miller, Ellie Kane, Corey Dixon, and Kaylee Dixon.
Forward to senior number 14,
Lady Owls have three games remaining on their schedule. And we will be back with you. It's a little early for this, but we will be back with you next Tuesday as they host Elk County. And we'll be back for their final game of the season, home game. Okay, last minute instructions by the coaches. Good night for basketball, Greg.
I say so. I think we're going to have a good one here.
I hope they keep the momentum going from the Dubois victory.
Yeah, that's key here in a game like this. Brookville, obviously a tough team for them to play here at home, but with the crowd behind them and coming off the momentum from the winning Dubois, they definitely have a chance to give Brookville a fight here.
Indeed, and I think this is probably the largest crowd this year for the Lady Owls, which is great. Once again, thank you for tuning in. A little bit late tonight for Lady Owls basketball. James Patrick along with Greg Tyler. And we're about to jump. It looks like it's going to be Corey Dixon jumping for your Lady Owls against B. Hughley for the Brookville Raiders. Looks like we're going to have a little special moment here, Greg. Oh, there's a tip. Bradford wins it. It goes to Anna Gross, who puts it in. Anna with her first basket, I believe, of the year.
Amazing.
Very nice.
Amazing way to start the game for the Owls.
Anna's been with the Lady Owls program for 4 years, and she's going to come out of the game. They blew a whistle there. Bradford is going to take an unofficial timeout. So, ladies and gentlemen, a real nice gesture there. A young lady was, she got the tip and off she went, and in it went.
She was off to the races. Good way to honor the senior for Bradford.
And she's been with the program, I said, 4 years. She's in Mr. Piansky's carpentry class. I believe she's going to go on to be a carpenter. And if I'm building anything, I'm bringing her over.
Okay.
Absolutely. We are going to re-tip. And Haley Keene has checked into the game for the Lady Owls. She's going to be jumping against Hughley, and she won the tip. So Kaylee Dixon comes across the timeline. And we are underway here at the Owls Nest. Kaylee Dixon, who was going to take it all the way, lost control, went to Ellie Kane. Here's Haley Keene. She's going to take a 10-footer off the mark, rebound by the Raiders. Raiders come across the timeline. Lady Owls are going to drop back in a 2-3 defense. Raiders work it around the perimeter. Penetration, kick back out. Long three ball off the mark, rebounded by Brookville. In the lane, gets it up. It's blocked, and Kaylee Dixon comes away with it. Oh, to Sister Corey. Back to Kaylee for three. And it's good.
Nothing but net for Callie Dixon.
Very nice, very nice. Threw it to her sister down underneath, who kicked it back out to her.
They must have that connection going.
So a nice way to start for the Lady Owls. The Lady Owls lead 3-0. Good pressure on the ball. Brookville works it around the outside. Another three ball for Brookville. Off the mark. That's a rebound by Dixon. Callie Dixon. Long outlet. Her sister has it again to Keene. Keene penetrates. Out back out to Kaylee Dixon. To Ellie Kane, who's going to take a jumper. Oh, a little strong.
But a good
rebounded
tip
by the Lady Owls. Keene from the foul line. Off the mark. And rebounded again by the Lady Owls. Lady Owls are hitting the boards hard right now, Greg.
I'd say so, yeah. They're using their size to their advantage to stay down there on the glass.
And there's Callie Dixon with a drive that was a little strong. And there's a shot, and it's out of bounds. So the Lady Owls, I mean, they They rebounded the ball four times there, had pretty much four or five attempts.
They rebounded well. They kept Brookville off the glass to give themselves an opportunity to score, but just couldn't get it done that play down.
So the Lady Owls lead 3-0, 5:44 left to go in the first. Brookville working it around the outside again. They seem content right now to do that. Keen has got the defense down low, and that, you know, there's not much room in there. She's long and athletic. So there's another three ball off the mark. Rebounded by Keen. Keen to Kaylee Dixon. Across the timeline. Lady Owls lead 3-0. And she gets by. Oh, it's stolen away by Brookville. And here goes Brookville all the way. Layup off the mark. And a rebound by Brookville. Put back up. And a foul on the Lady Owls. That'll be Ellie Kane's first foul, the team's first foul. And Brookville will be at the line 4-2.
To be here for your two, E. Wonderling, number 14 for the Lady Raiders, taking the free throws. First one is up and good. 3-1 for your Lady Owls. Second shot is up, off the front of the rim, off of Kane's feet.
Oh.
Will roll out of bounds, and the Lady Raiders will retain possession of the ball.
Saw your Lady Owls lead 3-1. Brookville will have possession. The rebound went off her foot and shot out of bounds. So, Lady Owls back in the 2-3 defense. Brookville works it around the outside. They seem content to find the open, you know, they've tried three or four threes already.
They keep swinging it around the paint. They're not really looking to get it down low.
So they continue to just work it around the outside, one side to the other. And there's a little bit of a drive into the foul line. Kick out for a three. Off the mark. Rebounded by Brookville. There's another three ball from the other side, and that one's going to go saved by Brookville. And then the Lady Owls intercept the pass. So here comes Kaylee Dixon with the ball across the timeline. Way into the corner for Kane. Sorry, Keen. I did struggle with that a couple games ago, Keen and Kane. Kelly Dixon, tries to go down the lane. It gets tipped away, and Brookville comes away with it. Lady Owls still lead this 3-1, 3:48 to go. There's a three ball, and it's good. That is Wonderling for the Lady Raiders, and that gives them a 4-3 lead. Lady Owls break the pressure. Oh, it's turned over, and the Brookville Raiders with the pressure created a layup on the other end. That's Wonderling again, and she has all 6 points for the Raiders. Full court pressure by the Lady Raiders on the made basket. Keen turns it over, and there's Wonderling again. Off the mark, two shots off the mark by Brookville, and here's a three ball by Brookville off the mark, and it's going to be a jump. Well, he didn't call jump. I think he's going to get a foul on Hughley for Brookville, and the Lady Owls are going to inbound the ball. Callie Dixon come up with a rebound, and it looked like they tied her up for a jump ball.
That looked like a jump ball from where we were sitting.
But the referee called a foul.
Lady Owls really need to get down there and move some bodies around, though, to crash the defensive glass.
Alyssa Johnson checks into the game for your Owls. And they get it across the timeline with a crazy pass that Brookville comes away with. So Lady Raiders, the shot's up and in. And that was Whittling for two, about a 10-foot jumper. And there's another turnover by the Lady Owls. Lady Owls need to get a timeout, I think, Greg.
I think that would be in their best interest, James. Another full-court pass by Dixon to Dixon. Managed to keep it inbounds.
Keen down the lane, lays it up a little too hard. And Brookville comes away with it, off and running underneath. Whittling lays it in. The Lady Raiders are up 10-3. There's a timeout by Coach Pacelli. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll take a short break. This is Lady Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern, everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable, anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store.
WESB Sports.
Okay, welcome back, Lady Owls basketball. James Patrick alongside Greg Tyler. The Lady Owls were up 3-0, Greg, and now Brookville Raiders have run off 10 straight points.
They really found a way to turn the tide. They switched into this full-court press and forced some turnover after turnover on the Owls, and they're having trouble breaking the press.
That time they broke the press. Dixon with the ball, top of the key. Kaylee, pass to her sister, Corey. Corey down low to Keen, who lays it in.
Good dumb pass down low. Your Lady Owls only trail by 5 now with 1:54 left to go.
And Brookville around the outside. Lady Owls back, standard 2-3 zone. Dribble along the baseline, kicked out for a 3, and it's good. That is Whitling for her first 3. And there's a steal by the Raiders. A block by Dixon and then a put back by Whitling. This is relentless right this second by the Lady Raiders. 15-5 they lead. And there's a foul. A foul on Yoder for Brookville. That's their second team foul. Greg, the Lady Owls started the game 3-0, and they've been outscored 15-2 since then.
They're having a lot of trouble dealing with this pressure full court, and these full court passes they're throwing are getting picked off left and right.
Here's Kaylee Dixon for 3, rebounded by Keen. Keen puts it, a little too hard off the glass. That one's rebounded by Brookville. And that girl right there is fast. It's intercepted by Corey Keen. That young lady went flying by here about that was Wonderland. But the pass was intercepted by Corey Keen. Melissa Johnson with the ball, kicked by Brookville. So Brookville just turned up that defense, and it just the whole game.
Yeah,
turned.
They're having trouble dealing with it right now, even in this half-court set.
They get it down low, Dixon to Dixon. Corey with the ball now out to Alyssa Johnson. They're looking for Keen down low, not open. Mallory Craig with a shot off the mark, rebounded by Brookville. So Mallory Craig is checked into the game. There's a long pass and stolen away.
They'll call a jump on that one.
Yeah, stolen away by Alyssa Johnson. However, it was tied up, and Brookville will maintain possession with the arrow. Brookville's going to inbound the ball under their own basket. Kick it out to the corner it's a 2 because I saw her foot.
They're going to give her 3.
They gave her 3. Which one was that?
Looked like number 5.
Yoder.
And Yoder comes up with this steal defensively.
They won't review that like they do in the NBA. That's the end of your first quarter with the Lady Raiders from Brookville leading your Lady Owls 18-5. This is Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Lady Owls basketball. James Patrick alongside Greg Tyler. The Lady Owls are trailing at the end of the first quarter, 18-5 to the Brookville Lady Raiders. Lady Owls came out, hit a 3 senior night. The crowd was excited, and then the The Lady Raiders just took over the game, Greg.
Yeah, they rattled off point after point off the turnovers through their press. And when they did manage to have an offensive possession, they were really good at penetrating in and finding a wide-open shooter.
Lady Al's a little shell-shocked right here. So we're going to start the second quarter with Dixon, Johnson, Craig, and Keene for your Lady Owls. Once again, it's 18-5. Lady Owls are going to inbound here to start the second quarter. Johnson with the ball. Johnson over to Corey Dixon. Down low, Haley Keene kicks back out to Corey Dixon. Shots off the mark, and the rebound's taken away by Brookville. The feed down low, too hard off the glass, and it's going to be Bradford ball. I foul on Brookville. Number one, Wilson, her first and the team's first. So Bradford inbounds, it's full court press again by the Lady Raiders, and an errant pass stolen away by the Raiders. Lady Owls just can't get past this full court pressure.
No, but they managed to stop them that time, and now Brookville will pick up in the half court set as the Owls look to get something going.
So the Lady Raiders are in a man-to-man defense. Here's Kaylee Dixon with a wide-open three that's off the mark, rebounded by Brookville. They push it down the other end. Pull-up three off the mark, rebounded by Keene. Keene to Johnson. Johnson looking for down court. Nothing there. Gets it to Keene. Keene looks like she's going to take a three. Oh, off the mark. And Brookville rebounds it off and running. Too hard off the glass, and it's out of bounds off of Brookville. Lady Owls are going to inbound. I'm sure Brookville is going to do this full court pressure again. It's 18-5, Lady Raiders.
Here, the Owls, they're not, a lot of them, they've been running down the court. They need to stay down low and take these short passes to try and work the ball up the court.
Looks, well, there's a long pass again. Dixon to Dixon. Corey takes the long three, and it's too hard, and there's a jump ball. That jump ball is going to go over to Brookville. 30-second timeout taken by the Brookville team. Greg, this, I mean, we've been talking about it the whole time, but this pressure by Brookville Lady Raiders defense, it just took over the game.
It completely flipped the script on the Lady Owls. They haven't been able to keep up. They keep trying to go hit them with the long pass all the way down the court and try and beat it, and it's not working for them. A lot of them, they're going to want to have to move up and receive the ball on their own side of the half court.
Yeah. So on the court for your Lady Owls, Dixon, Keene, Johnson, Craig. So Lady Raiders with the ball. They move it down. Lady Owls, 2-3 defense. Raiders content to kick it around outside, and then they look for an opening.
The Owls with good pressure here, though, outside.
They are playing good defense. Figure out if they can get the ball here. There's a steal. There it is. Pass down low, stolen away by Corey Dixon. Here's Alyssa Johnson off to Kaylee Dixon, to her sister Corey, back to Kaylee. Kaylee pulls it up. Oh, and wasn't on the same page with Corey or Haley Keene. And there's a shot off the mark and a foul on, looks like it'll be Mallory Craig.
Well, I don't know about that. 14 for the Raiders.
14 for the Raiders. Wonderling. First foul on Wondering, and the second team foul on the Lady Raiders. And the Raiders pick up this press, full court press. Johnson with the ball, gets it to Dixon, down to Craig for a short jumper off the board. Keene mops up the rebound, and it gets fouled. So a nice strong rebound there by Haley Keene. And then, She's fouled, and she's going to go to the line for two.
Yep, way to stay with the play there and create herself an opportunity to get some points on the board for the Owls.
That foul's going to be on Davey here first, and the team's third.
King's first shot is good. Number five for the Raiders. Yoder will check into the game. King's second shot is up. Nothing but net. 7-18. The Lady Raiders with the lead with 5:13 left to go in the second quarter.
Raiders with the ball across the half court. Johnson with the defense. Craig on the ball. Kicking it around the outside. And here's a, I thought she was going to take it. She was alone in the corner, but not the case. Lady Raiders content to take their time here and look for an opening. And they're just, they're really kind of running the clock out, Greg.
Yeah,
I mean
their defensive pressure is working really well for them here. However, it's working against them running down the time off the clock.
And a shot off the mark. Corey Dixon with a rebound to Johnson. Long outlet to Keene, and she's fouled.
Keene will head to the line for two free throws here for the second straight offensive possession for the Owls.
If they can get it to her down low, I mean, they can make some headway.
Keene's first is good. Number 24 for the Lady Raiders checking into the game.
Addie Carter comes into the game for Mallory Craig.
Keene's second free throw, good. 9-18, Lady Raiders with the lead, 4:17 left to go in the second quarter.
So they've cut it down to 9. Get a stop and a basket, get this thing down to 5 or 6, it'd be nice. Working it around the outside, just content to pass around Lady Owls. Pressuring the ball, good defense. And there's a drive and a kickback. Didn't quite work the way they wanted, but they seem content to do that. There's the three ball, and it's good. That's Lundgren on the board for the Lady Raiders. And Alyssa Johnson breaks the pressure this time. To Dixon. Keene has the ball out at the three-point line. She drives the baseline behind the back dribble. Nice move. Gets it to Corey Dixon. Corey's got it to Kaylee in the corner. Down low to Keene. Keene kicks it out to Addie Carter. Oh, and a pass goes off of Kaylee Dixon's hands and out of bounds. And then Brookville does they return the favor.
Yeah, the Raiders opted not to go with the full court press there, and the Owls got looks down low, just weren't able to take a shot there and get one to go.
So, Lady Owls of the basketball trailing 21-19. Or 21-9.
We wish.
I just gave him a free 10. And there's a travel on Callie Dixon. Into the game comes Wonderling for Brookville. Brookville across the timeline. Johnson tried to get a steal. Almost got it. Johnson with the quick hands again. Oh, did they get her in a foul? Wait. Alyssa Johnson with the foul. Into the game comes Ellie Kane for Alyssa Johnson. Johnson was close to having two steals there, but got in there a little too close.
Yeah, a little too much muscle in that, and they're going to give her the foul.
So Brookville pulls it back out, almost to the logo. And then they're content with these passes all around. They get it down to down low into the lane and then kick back out. Good ball movement by Brookville. And there's an open, well, it's a two. They might give her a three, though.
They have a tendency to do that here in this game.
I hope it doesn't come down to a one-point game because watched that girl's foot on the line.
That'd be something.
Addie Carter with the ball. Over to court. Kaylee Dixon. Three ball. Good.
That one's good to go.
That's her second three of the game. 21-12. 21-12.
Those numbers are throwing you for a loop today.
They are. There's always something. Okay, the crowd has woke up. See if we can get a stop here. Come on, Lady Owls, let's go. Minute and a half to go in the first half. And there's a three ball off the mark, rebounded by Keene. Keene to Kaylee Dixon. So Lady Owls trail by nine with possession. Keene out at the top of the key, picks up her dribble, and short pass to Callie Dixon, who drives in and is fouled, so she's going to be at the line for two.
Yep, she'll go to the line here for two. Last possession, they were able to make it a single-digit deficit, which as a player, you have more of a feeling that you're not out of this game.
Yeah, that foul was on Wunderling, her second.
Dixon's first free throw is good.
They're actually showing that as the third foul on Wunderling, which is big. I may have missed one. It's also the fifth team foul.
Second free throw good for Dixon, the lefty.
So the Lady Owls back to within seven, and one of the top players for the Lady Raiders is in foul trouble. So see if we can get a little lower here. 1 minute to go in the first half. Drive, shot, off the mark, rebounded by Brookville, off the mark, rebounded by Brookville again. So Lady Owls need to box out and get these rebounds. Timeout, Brookville, 30-second timeout. This is Lady Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
WESB Sports.
Okay, welcome back. I can't hear over the pep band, which is a great thing. It's always good when the band is playing and things are loud. So Brookville's going to inbound here. 39 seconds to go in the first half. They lead 21-14. See if the Lady Owls can get a stop here. I have a feeling that Brookville's going to run this whole 41 seconds off, Greg.
That'd probably be in their best interest. Hold for the last shot and take it in the half.
Yeah. Because Lady Owls with a little momentum here, and yeah, they are. That person there in the corner just pulled it right down and stood.
Yeah.
So they're going to take. They're going to try to work it down for a last shot.
Brookville very spread out right now.
Lady Owls content to let them do that. 13 seconds. 8 seconds. And the ball is Lady Owls with a steal. 3 seconds. Johnston gets it off. Oh, and it's off the mark. So that's going to be our halftime score. Lady Raiders from Brookville, 21. Your Lady Owls, 14. This is Lady Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern, everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable, anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35 VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store.
Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons and Dexter Service & Collision. This is Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back to the Halftime Show. This is James Patrick alongside Greg Tyler. Greg, the Lady Owls started quick with a three ball, and then, you know, the Lady Raiders run off 15 straight points, and Lady Owls battle back, and they trail by seven here at the half.
Yeah, the Lady Raiders defense was really their offense there. They didn't have a lot of offensive sets go there for them in the first half. It was strictly off turnovers, and all their shots down low were fast break layups. They offensively weren't really looking to kick the ball down low. They were very content with spreading it around the perimeter. It's no secret that they're trying to look for the three ball.
Yeah, we've spoke about it before. A lot of the teams in Southern District 9 like to slow things down.
Yeah.
And we're, you know, I know that I am way against the, we want the shot clock in Pennsylvania, but it's not here yet.
Desperately. It's not fun to watch, and it's definitely, I'll tell you from experience, it's not fun playing against.
Yep. And it just seems to be the Southern teams that are very good at it.
Yes.
There's some crazy low-scoring games down there. Somebody gets a 10-point lead, and they shut the whole game down. So let's get to some stats in the first half. We'll go over the Brookville Lady Raiders first. They were led by Whitling. Whitling had 9 points, and Wunderling had six. Lundgren and Yoder had three apiece. For your Lady Owls, struggling offensively, there's only two scorers right now. Kaylee Dixon has eight, and Haley Keene with six. You know, after they fell 15-3, it didn't look good.
No.
But since then, they've battled back, and they can get this. I mean, it's only a 7-point deficit.
Yes, definitely. They hit that three when they were down 9-21, managed to make it a single-digit game. And as a player, you start to see the vision a little bit more that it's possible for us to make this comeback and win this game. So that basket, I feel, for them was big. And then they managed to put on two more. And their defense has been, when they've had the chance to set up into their 2-3 defense, it's been great. It's really been a battle of the defenses here.
Yeah. Yeah. If they can... you know, if they can stay out of that, if they can break that full court press.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just a lot of errant passes. So I'm sure Coach Pacelli and Coach Bell talked about that stuff at halftime. Both teams back out on the court here, going to do their warm-ups. We're going to take a short break. This is Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern, everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable, anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35 VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store.
Honesty and integrity go hand in hand.
Al Dexter and his team has provided complete car care, serving the community since 1986. Dexter's offers complete automotive service and repair on all domestic and import vehicles. From the basics like a PA state inspection and oil changes to complete collision repair and frame straightening, let Dexter's Service and Collision professionals do it right. Dexter's Service and Collision, 156 West Washington Street. Call Dexter's and let them do it right.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back to the Owl's Nest. The Lady Owls trail 21-14 at the half. I want to say something I never get to say. Thank you for sticking around late with us tonight. If some of my loyal listeners are out there, it's almost bedtime. So, Ronnie, if you're out there listening, you know, thanks for staying up this late. We got a late start, almost 9 o'clock here at the Owl's Nest. Just about to start the second half. Lady Owls look like they got their heads up. They're ready for a second half. I'd like to see them make a comeback.
Yeah, offensively for the Lady Owls, they should continue to look to get the ball down low. That's where they've had a lot of their success. Dixon has been able to knock down a couple of threes for them, which have been big, but their size, they match up better size-wise with the Lady Raiders down low. And the Lady Raiders' offensive game plan has been quite the opposite.
Yeah, quite the opposite. So, senior night here for the Lady Owls. They honored five seniors, Anna Gross, Mackenzie Miller, Ellie Kane, Corey Dixon, and Kaylee Dixon. Nobody in foul trouble for your Lady Owls. And for the Lady Raiders, Wonderling, who has 6 points for him at the half, has three fouls. The only player in foul trouble. I've been unable to come up with a boys. I bet the boys are close to a final right now. We'll provide that for you as soon as it comes across here. The Owls are at Brookville in a home-and-home league matchups here. Okay, so we're going to get underway. Lady Owls going to take the court. Dixon, Kane, Keene, Johnson for your Lady Owls. With possession of the ball down by 7. Let's go. I did a game earlier this year against Oil City. They came back. They beat Oil City. That was the start of the season. It was great. It was a great atmosphere in here. Let's do that again.
Be great to see here.
Dixon to Dixon. Kaylee down low, and she's fouled. She's going to be at the line right off the bat.
Good physical take to the rim and way to create contact to give herself an opportunity to score.
That foul's going to be on Whitling, her first, and the team's first.
Dixon at the line for 2. Her first one is up. Ooh, around the rim and rolls out. She'll get a second one here. The ball is up, and that one rolls around and out. Lady Raiders with the rebound.
Missed opportunity there, Greg.
That would have helped them a lot.
Okay, Lady Owls back, 2-3 defense. Good pressure. It's hard to defend when they're just passing it around out here, but it's been the thing of the game. They're content to 30 feet from the basket, pass the ball around.
Yeah, they're keeping them out of the easy ones down low, but Brookville's really running the clock off for them.
They do get it down low for a mid-range jumper off the mark. Keene with the rebound. Alyssa Johnson bringing it across the timeline. Alyssa over to Keene. Keene to Kaylee Dixon, who drives and puts up a shot off the mark. Keene gets the dirty laundry there and puts it up a little hard off the back iron. Brookville comes away fast. And they drop it back for a 3. I thought Ellie Kane got the block, but she got body and the block.
So number 10 for the Lady Raiders. Davey will go to the line for the rare 3-point free throw.
That is 2 fouls on Ellie Kane.
Nothing but net for Davey. Extends the lead 14-22 with 2 left to shoot.
She's now up to 10 points for the game.
Oh.
Must have only been a two-point field goal try. She only got the two free throws there.
Well, they're giving back a point because they took one earlier, Greg.
All right, that's only fair.
It looks like...
Well, never mind. They're going back, and we're going to shoot a third free throw.
Okay.
They're going to hold on to that extra point.
The officials weren't on the same page. Mallory Craig comes back into the game for the Lady Owls in place of Ellie Kane.
Whitling, the third free throw, and good.
Pressure on the ball again. Here's Keene. She's trying to break it. She gets it to Johnson. Down low. Oh, too strong of a pass for Craig.
Yeah, she put too much mustard on that one.
And that's the story of the first half, really. So Lady Owls trailed by 10 with 6:38 to go in the third. Errant passes trying to break that press, Greg.
It's really been the story offensively for the Lady Owls. They just cannot seem to break this press.
Working it around the outside, down low, and Keene stuffs it back.
What a block by Keene.
And there's a foul on the Raiders. Yeah, blocks. Keene stuffed it right back. That's on Whitling, her second. The team's second.
This is probably most of the reason why the Lady Raiders are looking to move the ball outside on the perimeter, because Bradford's size is just a little overpowering for them down low.
Keene with the ball across the timeline to Johnson. This time she gets it. Nope. Another errant pass that Mallory Craig corralled, but the Brookville young lady forced a jump ball, and they're going to gain possession. Raiders get it down low. Too hard off the glass. Keene with a rebound. And then it was a scrum that Kaylee Dixon get come away with to her sister Corey. Back to Kaylee. Lady Owls trail by 10. Here's Mallory Craig near the three-point line. Corey Dixon down to Kaylee, down low. Kaylee with a strong move, in and out. And it's a jump ball, and it's going to stay with Bradford. He did everything there except the jump ball signal.
It seems all three refs might be on a different page here.
The last jump ball went to Brookville. We just did it. We could help out the official scorers here, but we're not going to. And they are going to keep it with Bradford.
Good. That was not even 30 seconds ago, so glad they got that one right.
Lady Owls trail by 10. 5:37 to go in the third quarter. Lady Owls inbound under their own basket. Into Kaylee Dixon. Oh, and it's off the mark. Rebounded by Brookville. Still a 10-point game here, 24-14. Only one basket, actually three baskets, a three-shot free throw is the only scoring here in the second half. And there's a rebound by Bradford going away quick. Oh, Johnson and Keene were not on the same page. Keene believes she was fouled. There's a long pass and a foul on Corey Dixon, her first. So two shots here for Davey.
Davey will go to the line for two with 5 minutes left to go here in the third quarter. Her first one is up off the back of the rim. No good. She'll get a second one. Davey's shot is up off the front of the rim. Rebound by Keene. Still a 10-point deficit for the Owls with 4:54 left to go.
And Daisy Green is waiting to check in for the Lady Owls. And there's the whistle. And it is going to be... She's coming into the game for Mallory Craig. So Daisy Green enters the game for the first time. Looks like the Lady Owls are going to maintain possession. I need the referees to use their hand signals. It would be nice, not just the whistle.
Yeah, so we had a little better of an idea of what was going on.
So, Kaylee to Keene. Keene drives and gets stuffed. That does not happen much. That's a stuff by Hughley for Brookville. So, Lady Owls maintain possession here. Kaylee Dixon out on the perimeter. Foul line. Keene drives. That one is up, a little hard off the rim, rebounded by the Lady Raiders. And they're going all the way down, and it's going to be rebounded by Kaylee Dixon. But it goes off her hands.
And out of bounds. And
these referees are just not giving us signals. They're blowing the whistle and assuming everybody knows what's going on. There's a short jumper in by number 11, Davey. Her first 2 points of the game. And the Lady Raiders lead by 12 now. And Johnson dribbled the ball off her foot. And it's going to be Raiders basketball.
Yeah, I really wish these refs would, they would help everyone else out. You and I, we obviously, we know what's going on here, but yeah. everyone else might need some help with the hand signals from the referees tonight.
The whole crowd is wondering what's going on. We hear a whistle and nothing happens. So there's a steal by Johnson, who got poked in the eye and is in a lot of pain. That foul is going to be on Davey. After the steal by Alyssa Johnson, immediately went to her eye. She's going to come out, and she's a tough kid. I'm telling you, that's going to hurt. She was on my softball team a few years ago, and she's tough as nails.
But she's shown that tonight through her defensive effort mostly.
So into the game for her is going to be Ellie Kane. Reset here. Lady Owls trail by 12. 3:54 to go in the third quarter.
Lady Owls inbound the ball. Number 14, Callie Dixon.
Pressure inbounded to Keene, who's down to Corey, who is open, but then quickly covered. Back to Keene, out to Kaylee. Kaylee with a little runner. Oh, looked good, but there's a jump ball created by Daisy Green. And that one's going to go to Brookville. But it was a Brookville solo rebound that at least Daisy got her hands on that will switch the arrow anyways.
So next time we'll be getting that one because of her effort there on the glass.
Lady Owls pressure defense here and timeout called by the Brookville Raiders. That's going to be a full timeout. This is Lady Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
And welcome back, James Patrick alongside Greg Tyler. Lady Owls basketball this evening. Thank you for tuning in with us. A late night game, 10 after 9 just about. The Brookville Lady Raiders lead 26-14. And they also have possession with 3:34 to go in the third quarter. Kane, Keene, Dixon, Green on the court for your Lady Owls. It's challenging for me to get them all right. Two, three defense. In the lane to number 11, Davey, who lays it in. Oh, and there's pressure on the ball. They get it down. Stolen away by the Lady Raiders.
Another attempt at that touchdown pass.
And around the perimeter once again. We're just under 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Lady Raiders content to burn some time pretty much each time they get the ball. And there's a stuff
block by Haley Keene.
And she fired up on that one. If you saw her body actions, she made that girl eat it, and she took it back. So Lady Owls with possession. Keene down low to Dixon. Kaylee puts it up, and she's fouled. Kaylee's going to go to the line for two, and that's going to be the fourth foul, I believe. Nope, number 10, that's her third. I thought they were going to get number 14, Wonderling.
However, Callie Dixon's at the line for two. Down 14 to 28. Her first shot is up. Nothing but net. 15-28. 2:24 left to go in the third quarter. Lady Raiders have the lead.
Alyssa Johnson checks back into the game for the Lady Owls in place of Daisy Green.
Dixon's second free throw is good. And that will actually be the Lady Owls' first 2 points of the third quarter, nearly 6 minutes into the quarter.
Wow. Things are just happening. I didn't even realize that. So, holy cow. Brookville down low. Kick out. Three ball. Off the mark. Rebounded by Keene. Quick outlet to Johnson. Johnson across the timeline. Kaylee Dixon. Over to Corey Dixon. Corey, three-point line. Down to Kaylee in the lane. And it's tipped away from her. And stolen away by the Lady Raiders. They're going to go, oh,
Keene. Another one by Keene. Oh, my goodness.
She is just having a block fest. That's probably four or five blocks, Greg. And
probably. We should have started keeping track after the first one.
She had a big old smile after that one, too. These guys are going in, and she just swatting stuff away. So Brookville maintains possession. There's a foul on Alyssa Johnson, a little too aggressive on the defense there. That's her second and the team's third.
Well, if the Lady Raiders had any thought about trying to move the ball down low before, they definitely don't now after back-to-back blocks on the defensive side for Haley Keene.
And that shot's off the mark, rebounded by Corey Dixon. And that's a ball tipped and almost saved by Ellie Kane. Kaylee Dixon over to Corey Dixon. Down low to Keene off the mark. And a foul on Keene over the back. That's going to be her first.
Take it. Her first foul with a minute 15 left to go. The Lady Raiders will look to inbound the ball. Ellie Kane will check out of the game for number 20, Mallory Craig. Whitling brings the ball up the court. The Lady Owls blitz her after she crosses half court. They are now pressuring all the way out near the volleyball line. Lady Raiders moving it around the court. And the Lady Owls still in their 2-3 defense. Wonderling with a three-point shot. It's no good. Craig with the rebound near the sideline, and she's taking it the length of the court. She's being trapped near the corner, and she'll throw an errant pass out of bounds. 44 seconds to go here in the third quarter. The Lady Owls are trailing by 12, and they'll have the ball underneath their own basket. It's checked, and Dixon with the pass into Keene. She'll take it up strong, no good. Callie Dixon with the offensive rebound up, no good. She'll get her own rebound and dribble it out. 33 seconds left to go. Corey Dixon with the pass to Alyssa Johnson on the wing. And she'll drive. Her shot up, layup, bounced around the rim. No good. Yoder with the rebound for the Lady Raiders. And now they're pushing it the length of the court. And number 24, Duck for the Lady Raiders with a free throw line jump shot. And the Lady Raiders will take a timeout. The Lady Owls will take a timeout with 10 seconds left to go in the third quarter.
Welcome back. Okay. I'm glad there was two of us here tonight, folks. A little bit long on the breaks. So, 30-16, the Lady Raiders lead. We're going to keep it here because of 10 seconds left in the quarter. Lady Owls right off the bat. Well, they had it at seven at halftime, and then they, kept it at 10, but now we're up to 14. Looks like it's going to be probably 14 going into the fourth quarter. That's a little much, but they can do it.
They can do it. They sure can.
10 seconds left to go here to get some points on the board to try and trim that lead a little.
Keene gets her pocket picked. Picked back. Mallory Craig has the ball. 3 seconds. Shoot the ball. They do not get a shot off. Daisy Green gets a shot off, but it's late. So the score after three quarters, the Brookville Lady Raiders 30, your Bradford Lady Owls 16. This is Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back. The break for the fourth quarter here. Lady Owls trail 30-16. You know, they put a cap on the basket on that end. Lady Owls only had two free throws that entire quarter, Greg.
Yeah, that was really the story for them. Their offense, they could just not get it going, and they only allowed 9 points for the Lady Raiders, but when you only scored two, it's a big swing.
Yeah, so it's going to be a gut check here in the fourth, down by 14.
Double-digit deficit is big, but it's not impossible here for the Lady Owls.
I know. The Brookville's ability to slow the game down, you know, they're well coached, and I'm sure they'll take as much time as they can. So the Lady Owls are going to have to really take advantage of every opportunity here.
Expect them to pick up their defensive pressure a little bit in that 2-3. Maybe expect them to come out a little bit and force some turnovers.
So Lady Owls with possession here. Dixon Keene. There's a three ball off the mark, rebounded by the Raiders. Craig Green and Dixon Keene for your Lady Owls. There's off the mark, rebounded by Haley Keene. Dixon with the ball. 7:30 to go, 14-point deficit. Callie Dixon across the timeline to Craig. Back to Dixon. She calls the play out. Over to his sister, Corey. Nice pick. Callie with the ball down low. Off the mark. Rebound by Daisy Green, and put back is off the mark. Nice rebound there by Daisy Green. And all, coast to coast.
Oh, another one!
Coast to coast by the young lady from Brookville. But Keene said, not in my basket. Swats it away, and the Lady Owls come away with it.
She's having a monster night defensively.
Long three ball. Kelly Dixon off the mark. And the ball squirts out of a scrum, and off goes the fastest player out there. Too hard off the glass. But it's rebounded by Brookville. And the foul is on number one.
14.
That's Kaylee Dixon's first foul.
Whitling and Wonderling, they've been the story here offensively for the Lady Raiders. Whitling's first free throw.
Off the mark. So still a 14-point deficit. They need to get it under 10 here, Greg. Kind of quickly.
Yeah, they really need to pick up the tempo offensively. Whitling's second free throw, nothing but net.
And there's a turnover. And a errant shot off of the Raiders. Okay, they're going to change from Kaylee to Corey on the inbound pass. Goes to Keene. Keene with a drive, picks it up. That gets it across half court. Down low to a wide open Daisy Green. Daisy Green is on the scoreboard, and the Lady Owls are within 13.
That would also be the Lady Owls' first made field goal of the second half, here with 6 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter.
My math teachers will be proud. 13 point
deficit.
I know,
I'm proud of you.
Another block!
Another block by Haley Keene!
Oh. And a shot there by Davey is in. Back to a 15-point game. Keene brings it across the timeline. Keene dribbles, foul line, picks it up over to Callie Dixon, who lays it in.
Starting to pick up a little tempo now offensively for the Lady Owls. Let's hope they can keep it rolling.
Yeah, couple nice looks last couple times down, so let's get a stop here. And around the outside, as we've been saying the whole, most of the game anyways.
They're going to have to. If they're taking it to the paint, Haley Keene is there waiting for him.
Yeah, she's got quite a few blocks. And the Lady Raiders just, there's a tip almost stolen by Craig. Drive, floater, off the mark. Daisy Green with the rebound. Lady Owls trail by 13, 4:50 to go in the game. Callie Dixon on the logo, picks up her dribble and throws it to Keene, who's gotten, drives in a little hard off the glass, rebounded by Craig, who gets off a wild shot but is fouled, and she's going to shoot two. Mallory Craig will be at the line. And that is Wonderling's fourth foul.
That's huge for the Lady Raiders. They need to have her in the game if they want to try and maintain this lead. But right now, Mallory Craig at the line for two free throws. Her first one is no good. Ellie Keene will check into the game for Daisy Green. Ball given to Mallory Craig at the free throw line. Her second shot is up and good. With 4:36 left to go in our game, the Lady Owls trail by 12.
What happened, Greg? It's going to be a timeout. Bradford's going to take a full timeout, so we'll take a short break. This is Lady Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
WESB Sports.
Okay, the band is in final countdown mode, as you can hear. Lady Owls trail by 12. 33-21. They have, they'll be on defense, and I think Coach Pincelli took that timeout so that they could start to apply some pressure themselves.
That'd be the hope here, to try and force some turnovers to keep the momentum going that Bradford has right now. Wonderling, number 14 for the Lady Raiders. She has four fouls. She still remains in the game with 4 minutes left to go. They get her on a fifth foul. The Lady Owls are not out of this game by any sense of the imagination.
Yeah, looks like they're going to pick up about a three-quarter court defense here. And the Raiders break it across the timeline. There's Wonderling. And they set up their around-the-outside game, which has been very effective. Lady Alzard, like you said, are going to have to step out and contest some of that stuff.
Try and draw some 5 seconds or force them to move the ball somewhere they don't want to.
And there's a three ball. No, they kept it a two ball by number 11, Davey.
We got our point back.
Oh, and there's a steal by the Raiders. 14-point lead and possession, 3:45 to go. There's a long shot off the mark, rebounded by Brookville. And then rebounded by Kelly Dixon.
Possibly another block there for Haley Keen, but it looked like a
Corey Dixon with a shot off the mark. She gets her. Keen got the rebound and off the mark. And then this is our ref that doesn't do hand signals.
Again, the ref just pointing, but they're going to call jump ball there.
Okay. Thanks, Craig.
I think that was a call. I'm waiting for the number to light up at the foul.
He just points.
No foul, apparently, so.
It really makes it difficult, folks, when he just blows the whistle and doesn't signal anything.
We're giving it our best shot.
So, Brookville possession, 14-point lead. Pressure on the ball by Ellie Kane. They do get it across half court, and there goes Wonderling, who's fast as fast. Rebound there by Keane. Callie Dixon with the ball, 3:07 to go in the game. Over to Corey, down to Keane. Oh, just a little short on the shot, and a foul on Callie Dixon. Her second, the team's second.
Lady Owls here have to stay composed and try and keep the pressure up so they can stay in this game.
Yeah, the lead is where it was to start the fourth quarter, 14. And there's a errant pass forced by the Lady Owls defense. Daisy Green's going to come into the game for M. Davis. Davis got in there for a quick minute there, and I've never seen her before, so it didn't even have her first name in the book. It just said M. Davis.
Well, she helped force the turnover here for the Owls, so right, we'll take it.
Oh, there's Tori Dixon. Three ball off the mark. Rebounded by Wonderling is off and running. Wonderling is the fastest person on the court.
Jiminy Crickets.
Oh, my goodness. She got it in and a foul. She got fouled hard.
Yeah.
And still got that ball
still
up there.
Still managed to put it in.
Oh, my goodness.
Once she has the ball and she finds a lane, it's game over.
And that's a third foul on Ellie Kane. That's a 16-point lead. Yeah, she seems to be in. She's twice as fast as everybody out there.
Wonderling for the and-one opportunity. She'll get it three the old-fashioned way.
And they back off a little bit on the pressure there. Keen across the timeline. Feed down low to Tori Dixon. Back to Keen for a three ball off the back iron. Rebounded by the Raiders. Who's going to go coast to coast and put it in. That was number 25, Huey, her first 2 points of the game. Ellie Kane with the ball. 19-point Brookville lead. Here's Kane. Keen kicks it out, and it's stolen away by Wonder. No, it's not Wonderling.
Whitling.
It's the other one.
The other W.
And Ellie Kane with her fourth foul.
We've been saying Whitling and Wonderling all night. They've put on an offensive masterclass here for the Lady
Raiders.
That's
like Keen and Kane, Whitling and Wonderling. So Whitling at the line for two.
Her first one is up. Finds the bottom of the net. It's good to extend the lead to 20 with a minute 43 left to go. She'll get a second opportunity here at the line as some more substitutions come in for the Lady Raiders.
And Mackenzie Miller comes back into the game as a senior to finish this game out, it looks like, Greg.
And Whitland's second free throw is good, and she'll be subbed out for number 22 for the Lady Raiders, Tyler.
North A. So 42-21, the Lady Raiders have doubled up the Lady Owls. There goes Keen, nice layup. Keen took it all the way around the defense, laid it in off the glass. Yeah, some new players in there for both teams. Shot, and it's in for number 22, North A, who just checked in. And Anna Gross is going to come back in for your Lady Owls on the next whistle. as well as M. Davis. So Anna Gross and M. Davis are going to come into your game. I think we're going to have some seniors check out here and get the round of applause that they deserve.
That's what it's looking like here. Just a way to honor everything they've given to the program over the last 4 years.
We'll have to wait for this first free throw
for Haley Keene. Prepares. Her first shot is up. That shot is good. The Dixon Twins will check out.
Kelly and Corey Dixon check out. Not for the last time at home, but for senior night. Now, they do have one more game at home, and we'll be with you for that next Tuesday.
Keene's second free throw is no good. Corralled in by the Lady Raiders.
And as I said, Anna Gross has checked into the game for the Lady Owls. So, Gross, Miller, Green, Davis, and Keene.
Nailed it.
In there for your Lady Owls to finish this thing out. 25 seconds left to go. Lady Owls trail by 20, 44-24. Down to 15. Down to 4. That's going to be your final score. Brookville Lady Raiders 44. Your Bradford Lady Owls 24. So we're going to wrap things up, get some stats together, be back for your postgame show. This is Lady Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons and Dexter Service & Collision. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern, everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable, anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
Honesty and integrity go hand in hand. Al Dexter and his team has provided complete car care, serving the community since 1986. Dexter's offers complete automotive service and repair on all domestic and import vehicles. From the basics like a PA state inspection and oil changes to complete collision repair and frame straightening, let Dexter's Service and Collision professionals do it right. Dexter's Service and Collision, 156 West Washington Street. Call Dexter's and let them do it right.
At this very moment, Doctors Without Borders is on the ground in communities around the world, delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most. Our teams are bandaging war-wounded patients caught in the crossfire in Sudan, providing clean drinking water in Haiti, and performing emergency C-sections in Yemen. Doctors Without Borders teams are in over 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving work is made possible by our movement of supporters, people like you, who help our patients even when they're half a world away. At Doctors Without Borders, we won't stop working to bring our patients and their communities from crisis to care.
WESB Sports.
Okay, welcome back for the finale here at the Owl's Nest, Lady Owls Basketball. I hope that's the last song by the Pep Band, but I do like the Pep Band. They were making it challenging to hear things there. On senior night, the Lady Owls come up short to the Brookville Lady Raiders, 44-24. Greg, they really didn't have anything for that pressure defense.
No, and it was really a tale of two halves. Defensively, both teams were had it going in the first half, and then in the second half, the offense for the Lady Raiders took over, and the Lady Owls could not keep up, scoring only 2 points in the third quarter, both free throws, and not making their first field goal in the second half till nearly 6 minutes left to go in the fourth.
Yeah, they just didn't have it tonight on senior night. So leading the way for the Brookville Lady Raiders was Whitling with 15 points. And as we said, Wonderling with 9 and Davey with 8. For your Lady Owls, only 4 scorers. Kaylee Dixon on senior night had 12. Haley Keen with 9. Mallory Craig with a point, and Daisy Green with 2. Once again, the Lady Owls lose here on senior night, 44-24. I'd also like to tell you that on the other end of this home-and-home, the boys basketball team came up a little short, 48-44 in Brookville. So we will be back with you with Lady Owls basketball on Tuesday as your Lady Owls host the Elk County Lady Crusaders. And once again, this is James Patrick alongside Greg Tyler. Tonight's final score, the Lady Brookville Raiders 44, your Lady Owls 24. This has been Lady Owls basketball on WESB Sports.